I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. The master tenor saxophonist Sonny Rollins has been at it over half a century. He was born Walter Theodore Rollins, 1930, and grew up in Harlem. His brother and sister were classically trained musicians, but Sonny turned to jazz early. By his 20s, he was playing tenor sax with Bud Powell, then Miles Davis and Thelonious Monk. He has long traversed bebop and cool with a strong melodic sound. From sonic social statements to sweet remakes of popular songs, Sonny absorbed it all in his youth, from the radio and movies to music and his household.
My mother had a lot of these Caribbean records, so I heard a lot of Caribbean records at home. But generally in the neighborhood, I heard more mainland jazz, you know, people like Fats Waller and so forth.
They have a new expression along Old Harlem Way that tells you when a party is 10 times more than gay.
I was born in Harlem proper, which was sort of the lowlands. And then we moved up on the hill, which was sort of a upscale area. And all of the trap people in the black community lived up there, W.E.B. Du Bois, Thurgood Marshall. I used to see him. A lot of great jazz musicians. Duke Ellington lived nearby. And Coleman Hawkins, my idol on tenor saxophone, he lived right around the corner. So
what a neighborhood.
It was fantastic. Yeah, it was fantastic.
Talk about the frontier of bebop. You're growing up through a moment when you've got Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie, obviously Miles Davis and Monk. I'm looking at a recording, Bags Groove, with Miles Davis, and you're there in 1954. I wondered about some of the songs of yours that came out of that recording session, ones that became other people's standards, which is, you know, puts you out front as a composer.
Well, the ones that I myself composed, Doxy and Olio and Arigen, the things that I did with Miles, I really can't put too much credence in myself. I guess I have to consider myself a composer of sorts. I'm a guy that takes a lot from other people, other places. Occasionally I can hear something. I said, well, gee, that sounds completely original, but who knows? It probably isn't. I probably heard that, too, when I was a kid. One of the things that I'm most proud of in my own life that I was able to heed my own counsel. Even now, people say, why do you practice? You know everything, you know, this kind of stuff. But I'm seeking something higher. So that's why I practice. That's for today. But in life, I'm also seeking, because I've been through a lot in my life, and I was able to stop smoking and stop drinking, stop using drugs. All of those things were very important to me, and they showed me that there's something inside, your inner voice. You have to listen to it. And it's in music. Music is the same way. You know, I get glimpses of it at a time, and it's beautiful.
American Roots Shortcuts. I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO. Or listen at AmericanRoots.org.